Hello and good afternoon. Thank you very much for tuning in to the FTI Combat Sports Show here on the FTI Network. We want to thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon, however you've been able to download the show, whether it be on Stitcher, Smart Radio, iTunes, or Podomatic. I am Chris Asbrock, and I'm your host, I guess. I guess that's the best way to put it. For the show, I'm joined here by Jin Kim and
Mr. Captain Kirk.
Kirk Metzler has decided to join us.
Welcome back, Kirk.
Which, actually, if you saw... I'm just saying. I have to address this tweet that...
You have to clarify.
...that was sent out, and it was one that was sent out by FTI Sports. Kirk thought it would be hilarious to joke around and say he was going to bail. And as we all know, Kirk has a propensity to bail on a pretty regular basis, so I fired him. I mean,
I didn't know anything about this. I thought we got hacked by North Koreans or something. Honestly, I was like, wow, are we getting hacked?
I know. I told him, I said the tweet was, it was hashtag Black Monday. So, if, you know, for all you guys who, you know, follow sports out there, Black Monday is the day after the NFL regular season where coaches get canned. So it was simply stated that Black Monday isn't just for the NFL, as, you know, Kirk Metzler has been relieved of his duties with FTI Sports and FTI Combat Sports, but he decided to. He came up with a lame duck excuse on why he was going to bail today. He thought it'd be hilarious to joke around. So.
Rebuttal?
I mean, since you're all about joking around, I mean, well, you want to do a job evaluation? I mean, we can.
That's good.
He's been great.
He's fantastic.
Yes.
You all upset about that, sweetheart?
Go ahead.
Is that what's wrong? You mad at us?
No, I just did a simple joke.
Like I said, it's
okay if you joke with me all the time.
I
do it all the time, but I do one little joke.
You do joke around, and we do joke around, and that's perfectly fine. But the issue is the type of joke. In this case, you bail all the time. So we have discussed as kind of a crew that we're kind of tired of your bailing. So therefore, it just can't be. You're on thin ice, man, is what it comes down to. You're on very thin ice.
I'm glad everybody around the world can hear this.
I'm glad they can, too.
It's very embarrassing.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Are you going to be more responsible?
I'm always responsible.
Jim, help me out here.
I have other duties, too, and Jen can stick that. I have other duties, too, as a family person.
Of course.
Yeah. I have no qualms about
kids,
that.
Kids come before all this. I always will be, and my wife comes before all this, too.
I have no qualms about that at all. But the thing is, though, we tell you ahead of time.
Today was just a joke. It gets blown out of this. This is a simple joke. Because I want to get you fired up. And it worked. And you get to go all out.
Well, you think it's hilarious. But then, like, if I went into an airport and just said I got a bomb and stuff like that, thinking it's hilarious.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. Like, you think it's a hilarious joke. It's going to get blown out.
Well, I'm glad I got blown out.
I'm just saying. But just know that you're on thin ice and you will get canned. And this tweet, I deleted the tweet.
But it's still on there. Everybody can still look at it.
Get on Twitter. On Twitter, it's gone. Facebook, it's still on there.
Everybody go ahead. Everybody can hear this. It's all out there now.
Are you okay?
But it's okay. If you get to cancel, like, oh, I can't make it. I got to do this. Oh, it's okay, Chris.
Kirk, when was the last time you recorded with us? Is the whole thing.
It's been a while, Kirk. It's been a long time.
Jim, you need to, like, go sit in the corner so you can both look at us. Your neck looks like you're going to hurt your neck. Keep looking at us.
Yes, yes, I have.
You probably should get a neck brace.
I wrestled two adult bears. And
how'd it work out for you?
Hey, you should see what the bears look like.
Oh, bust them up?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
Really good.
Why don't you sit in the corner so you can just face us?
I don't want to face you, Kirk. You're too much to handle.
You are right. Yeah, he is pretty ugly. Yeah. Well, Kirk, I know you want to talk. Okay, well, we're not going to do a job evaluation because you're going to get all upset about it and get all whiny. So it's just.
Well, behind the scenes, I do a lot of stuff that helps out in this podcast. But besides not being on the podcast all the time, there are some things I do behind the scenes that help out this podcast.
Let's make sure this doesn't happen again next year by saying that you have to agree that you're going to be with us in one of the events next year.
And yes, I will come. I want to come to go to the boxing event.
No.
MMA.
That's the whole thing.
I'll go to the MMA.
You can't just pick and choose and just go to like the ones that sound the best. No.
Whatever's available.
Exactly. I'll go what's available. If my schedule, if I can do it, I'll gladly do it. Starting next year.
January 1st,
yes.
This week.
Starting Thursday,
so. Yes.
Because your problem is like you just want to do just the big things. You don't want to... You want all the glory, but you don't want to do
I don't
anything.
Do always do big things. I don't always do big things. Yesterday, I didn't go to a huge, like a WWE event. It's an awesome event, independent wrestling.
Okay.
Folks, you ever want to check it out, NWF Wrestling, Northern Wrestling Federation, awesome show. I'll give you that.
Well, good.
I was there.
Where was it?
And it was at the UAW in Fairfield. And I had a great time and got to meet another guy who actually likes our page. He's going to say he's going to start training next week on wrestling. Start training.
Good for him.
He said it's $1,800 for a year. That's a lot of money. So good luck, buddy.
Just to train?
Just to train, yes.
Well, good for him. He's following his dream.
Yep, I wish I could do that.
Well, you had your chance, but
I blew it.
You dribbled down your leg.
Yes, I did.
How's it feel?
Pretty good. I'm a dribbler.
Well, good. Well, I mean, I know you want to talk wrestling, so you have at it there, big guy.
A lot of important dates coming up. January 7th on Destination America. We got TNA back on. All your TNA fans.
All right.
WWE next month has a huge event, the Royal Rumble. That's always big. And pretty much... Hopefully they change things around in WWE. Supposedly, next year, in 2 days, 3 days, they are going to hopefully change the storylines, hopefully.
Actually, I did hear some different things about that, and I do want to address that. Well, I'm trying to think, how should we do this? I mean, we kind of want to...
I want to include Jen. Jen, you should be a part of this.
Sure.
Well, we're going to get to that.
I don't want you to feel left out. I know you like...
I don't feel left out.
Like, no, you like wrestling. I know you do. It's sure. All bottled down. Sure.
Of course.
Okay, good. We'll keep you in this.
I was a kid once. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, I'm still a kid at heart.
Yeah,
hey, wrestling, I'll tell you, those guys take a lot of beating in their bodies.
Absolutely.
Like your neck right now.
Mm-hmm. Just wish it wasn't scripted. You know, that's all.
Whoa.
It is scripted. Calm down.
I know.
It's
entertainment.
It's entertainment by athletes. But the storyline and the who wins and who loses, it's all scripted.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
That's the only part I don't
like. Yeah, but wrestlers,
I like
do not like to hear that. Do not like to
of course,
hear that.
But that's the truth.
That's part of their job. They're getting paid. Some of them getting paid millions of dollars.
They take beatings. You know, they're true athletes. But, you know, I'm a gambler in nature. So I don't like knowing the results when I'm watching something. So, of course, you know.
That's why. Well, last year, nobody expected The Undertaker to lose in WrestleMania. Everybody was actually shocked.
But most of the wrestlers and you know people in WWE probably knew about that.
No, not all.
Actually, they did not.
They did not.
Really?
Yes. Surprisingly, no.
They're learning something right now. Yes, they did not know about that, Jim.
Okay, Kurt.
Just laying down the law right there. Okay,
I am.
That's cool.
He gets me all frustrated here.
Man, all right.
You don't make fun of wrestling.
He gets really upset.
Oh, yeah?
That's like, really upset. I'm very passionate about wrestling. I love wrestling.
Well, let's kind of touch... I'm trying to, how do we want, I mean, do we want to kind of like look back and.
Let's just do like, what was the most memorable event for you in 2014?
Yeah. As far 2014 as overall.
Any venues, WWE, NWF, TNA.
Yeah, what was your big moment of 2014? Yeah,
your favorite moment.
Wrestling,
probably
MMA.
Hulk Hogan coming back to WWE, and also.
And Undertaker losing?
Nah, I was upset.
I know you're a fan.
Yeah, but probably Batista coming back. Not a lot of people like Batista, but I do. I thought it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for the sport, and I think he deserves more. I know the fans, they pretty much booked him wrong, but in the long run.
Oh, they screwed that up right from the get-go.
They should have just had Batista coming back at the Royal Rumble, having come in as like a 30 entrant, winning it, and going on to WrestleMania. I think it'd be better instead of what they did. They screwed that one up.
Oh, they really jacked it all up.
I'm just excited about the new guys. They got Dean Ambrose is unbelievable. That's Chris's boy. He actually likes him.
Yeah, I do.
Love Brock Lesnar was like he's gonna be exiting the WWE here soon.
Calm down. I don't want you to jump in. See, this is where we got to reel you in here. because you're going to get going.
So hopefully, they're supposedly Hulk Hogan's talking about one more match. So,
how old is he?
61.
So that's your big, moment right there. Hulk Hogan 2014.
WWE. Yeah, I never thought Hulk Hogan would come back, but he did. It's pretty cool.
How long has he been wrestling for? About 30 years.
Yeah.
My God.
I think he's been through.
Oh, it's been 40
18
years.
Back surgeries. Yeah. Two hip replacements. He's been through a lot.
He's been with half machine.
You knew his exact medical file, don't you?
Yes.
I have no doubt you do. I have no doubt you studied that.
I'm upset that I missed his return this Saturday, but oh well, I'll be back again.
No, I won't.
Do you know all his allergies and stuff like that? Medication.
Yes, croup he is.
Oh, God.
He's allergic to dust.
Jen, what about you? 2014, your biggest moment?
For any sports.
Wrestling, MMA, boxing.
This year has been so eventful, really, from beginning to the end. I mean, they did such a good job, but if I had to choose one, oh, man. This is crazy because, you know, I love UFC and I love boxing, but I really like the, there are two. You know, the recent ones, actually. Rampage and Kimbo.
You get two. I got
Bellator.
Two.
And obviously Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner. It was very exciting. Those two are probably the most entertaining fights I've seen.
Well,
from building up to that point. The straight up best fight, man. There's like three or four I can think of. You know, a lot of rematches happened. We got Jose Aldo's rematch.
Yeah.
That was a great one. The recent one, Lyoto Machida and Chris Weidman.
I need one excitement, I will say. Now we're on the topic.
Sure.
CM Punk coming to UFC. That's my big. That's exciting.
Yeah, that definitely.
I never thought he'd do it.
Yeah, that was a shocker. I can't believe that's happening. He's 41, isn't he?
No, he's 30.
He's still 36.
Yeah.
36, okay.
Yeah,
he's not that old yet.
That shocked me. I never thought he'd go to the UFC. He always talked about it, but he never pulled the trigger.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, there's so many things, but. Well, you know what I'm really liking about this whole UFC, you know, Bellator building up to challenge the UFC as a competitor. And I'm just looking forward to 2015, to be honest with you, Chris. You know, just...
Well, I was going to say, that's probably my best, is the fact that Scott Coker leaving Bellator.
Yeah.
And, you know, or Bjorn Rebney leaving Bellator with Scott Coker coming in.
Right.
Bellator now has, you know, they've got...
A lot of
talent. They've got the money now. Yeah. I mean, so...
They have the talent.
They're going to be throwing some serious cash at some fighters. And I think
the problem is going to hurt Bellator. You guys are going to laugh at me. TNA is gone. TNA brought about a little over a million followers.
That's not going to hurt them at all. I guarantee that will not hurt them.
Why would you think that?
They used to lead in wrestling in the UFC once in a while. Like Bellator, like the... What was that show they used to have on? For Bellator? It was like the...
Just the like Rave Your Bellator show.
Documentary?
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually had a lot of followers to it. Wrestling led into it.
Mm.
And it was a proven fact. TNA was there at the highest.
Maybe the followers from TNA will shift to Bellator because of that, you know?
No, I agree.
Well, hopefully it doesn't.
I've been watching a lot more Bellator.
Right.
I guarantee TNA leaving Spike is not going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt.
I guarantee it won't hurt.
So are they done? Is TNA completely shut down?
No. They're on Destination America.
Oh, okay. So just...
They're on a new network.
Right.
I think it's probably the best thing for them. Because
bleeding money. They got to, you know.
Spike really hasn't really promoted them that well, I thought. And Destination America has really, really promoted. You look on. They're always showing that TNA, January 7th.
I've never heard of Destination America.
I've heard of it, actually.
I think it's a Discover.
Yeah, I think it's either that or National Geographic.
Yeah.
One of those.
That's a pretty big channel. So.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Bellator, they have that money now, and they want to thrust that income into Bellator. Mm-hmm. So they want, I mean, that's huge for them.
And, yeah, exactly. They want to, you know, now they have the money, they can reinvest in fighters.
Exactly.
You know, pay more, making sure that they stay.
And that's why I think, and I truly believe that's why UFC signed CM Punk.
Yeah.
Was the fact that they had to, let's face it, CM Punk is going to be a pay-per-view draw.
Right.
Well, it's just, you know,
He said he's keeping his name too.
Right.
CM Punk. Because everybody knows him.
How's that possible? Would done WWE?
I don't think
WWE
so.
That?
Himself. No, he came in as CM Punk. Like he said, he pretty much said in an interview, "Who's gonna know Phil Brooks?"
Yeah, everybody knows. Change his name, you know, like Meta World Peace.
So like, officially, so, I mean, CM Punk. Like the world, like War Machine, like
right.
People don't know him as
Michael
Copenhaver.
Right.
It's
War Machine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like if I didn't watch wrestling, I wouldn't know who Phil Brooks is. Right. Hey, who's this Phil Brooks guy?
So, I mean, I think, and I think that's why UFC jumped the gun there and signed him. I mean, I don't know. It may be a good move. It may not be. But the fact that they...
I think UFC's scared of Bellator.
Yeah. They're probably seeing a little bit of intimidation now.
Bellator. I don't know. What was the buy rates for... Not the buy rates. What was the viewership for the last pay-per-view?
Oh,
we talked about that. It was... Yeah. I mean, Bellator blew UFC out of the water when they...
Really?
Were, yeah.
That's a smart idea, actually. Having the pay-per-views, I think, on regular television.
But think about it, though. Like, you have... I mean, they had over 2 million viewers for the Bonner Ortiz fight.
Mm-hmm. That was huge.
The problem is,
it was an awful fight. I mean, it was burnt.
Well,
that's gonna be my
UFC
worst.
UFC has some good fights coming up, but they're counting on
2015. I'm telling you, 2015 is going to be the year of MMA.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. Between
it starts off big, you know.
I mean, we got it.
Yeah, the next
Saturday
two
night, man. Saturday yeah. night, it's what it's all about.
This Saturday,
yeah.
That's Jones Cormier, man.
Really? I've been waiting for like a year for this.
This fight is going to be exciting. I'll admit that.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. So, I mean,
did anybody watch the show last night?
Bad Blood.
Yeah.
I DVR'd it. Haven't watched it. Don't spoil it.
I haven't really watched it, so.
Oh, I had no doubt you wouldn't.
I was watching the Bengals game.
I turned it off. But I think that the. Like I said, 2015, with what we have coming up, it's going to be a – I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, the fights that we're going to have – I mean, you're going to see the debut of CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ronda Rousey is going to be fighting probably twice in 2015.
Two of the best fighters are female, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see Jon Jones, Daniel Cormier, Chris Weidman.
Vitor,
yeah. I mean,
Anderson Silva's back.
Brock, mm-hmm. Yeah, Anderson Silva making his comeback.
Big name, yeah.
Diaz,
exactly.
Brock Lesnar. I mean, it's
hopefully Cain Velasquez too.
I mean,
I want to see him take the belt off of Russo.
It's gonna be.
So WWE fans enjoy the last couple months of Brock Lesnar in wrestling because I think he's gone.
Oh, he's done. Brock Lesnar is gone.
He's still got that fighter in him, you know.
I think he came to WWE, make some money, so he get his health bit better. Now he's going back. So
that is truly Brock Lesnar was hurt when he was fighting UFC.
What was it?
Liver problem?
Diverticulitis.
He had some problems, and I think he went away. And WWE goes, "Hey, we'll pay you $2 million." I'll admit, I love wrestling. WWE's hurting, and they're losing. MMA has been dominating.
Well, if you think about it, like look at where we are now with people leaving WWE to go and play, or not play, but go and be fighters.
Right, competing in
CM Punk. I mean, CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, two of the biggest stars in WWE.
Does he have any wrestling background, like legit wrestling?
CM Punk, yeah. No, not at all.
Or like any MMA, jiu-jitsu,
kickboxing. I think he has a white belt, I think.
That's the worst belt.
I think he
You start at white belt.
And he knows. I mean, it's not like CM Punk's going to go in there. And
he admitted this is his first fight. He knows going in.
He does. He knows. So, I mean, I don't think it's one of those, you know, situations where he thinks he's just going to go in there and just kick ass and take names. Because I don't think that's what's going to...
He did say if he had ever had the chance, he'd want to fight Anderson Silva. But I think he's
well, who
nuts.
Wouldn't? I mean, that's your goal. Sure. You want to take the top out right from the get-go, but...
Mm-hmm. And people will watch that. They'll pay for that. You know, UFC would love to have that.
I mean, let's just face it. I mean, Punk's first fight's going to be probably a no-name guy.
Right. Or somebody who's winding down for a long time.
It's not going to be a main event fight.
Right.
You know.
Prelim, probably. Maybe not. No, it could be like the first card for main event.
I mean...
Draw more pay-per-view.
Possibly. Oh, he'll be on the pay-per-view itself. But it's not going to be a...
It could be a fight pass, you know, because you have to pay for that.
I wouldn't do that. No, yeah, I put him on the...
He's CM Punk. Everybody knows he is.
What weight class is he going into?
Middleweight, I think.
185?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's what
I've... like 40 pounds, I'm guessing. He probably weighs 220.
He may get smoked.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? I think that you're still going to have you're going to have that draw... His first fight, and probably his second fight, you're still going to have that draw.
Mm-hmm.
Just the people who are going to be intrigued by it.
Absolutely.
But another name to watch out for, Alberto Del Rio.
Now it's Alberto Patron now.
It's Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, whatever. It's Del Rio.
That's how he's known. So anyway, that's another WWE guy. Alberto Del Rio used to fight Pride before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was
actually
Pride.
Pretty good, I heard.
He was in Pride. The fight I watched him and he got smashed.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, let's see if I can find his... But, I mean, that's another name that...
I know he's
if I'm Bellator, man, I'm tossing cash to... I mean, I'm going to back up a Brinks truck to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He's got two fights immediately that he can have. Bobby Lashley and Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
Two names right there that...
Kimbo Slice will get his ass kicked.
That'd be actually a decent fight. I'll see that. Kimbo Slice, because they're completely two opposite style. Kimbo Slice is really
he's
bad
at brawl. He's a
exactly.
brawler.
Well,
so is Brock Lesnar.
He wants to stand up. Brock Lesnar, he has a better chance of taking people down, right?
Yeah.
He wants to ground and pound. Kimbo Slice has actually a really good stand-up game, as long as he stays healthy, but he's taken down. He just freezes. I don't know why. He just takes beating and, you know, ref stops the fight. That's how you lose. But, hey, do you think CM Punk and, you know, possibly Brock Lesnar coming back to MMA and watching CM Punk just get destroyed, right? First two fights, you get knocked out. Like, first two rounds or something like that, back-to-back. Do you think that will hurt wrestling? Do you think people watch it like, oh, these people are actually not athletes?
Not really. I think a lot of, not all fans, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of them know it's predetermined. I mean,
they'll definitely speculate about that, though, right?
Yeah, like you have.
I'm sorry, I was looking up. You said if they come to MMA
and just get destroyed.
And get destroyed, how will it look bad on wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
I would say no, especially with Lesnar, no, because he came in from wrestling and became UFC champion.
Right. I think Lesnar is an exception, though, because he was such an absolutely amazing athlete in college. You know,
well, look at Bobby Lashley. Lashley sort of along the same lines.
Yeah.
But I think if you put Lashley...
He still wrestles. Mm-hmm. He's going for the belt for TNA.
Right. Well, these two guys are giants. You know, you're not looking at a guy who's... I mean, he's not a normal size, but he's still... comparable to normal people. You know, like you look at Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, you cannot compare those to a normal everyday average Joe.
Yeah.
But you look at CM Punk, I'm like, yeah, I could possibly see that guy just, you know, walking into a bar not knowing who he is. But you see him in a wrestling, you know, he's all jacked up. You know, probably taking...
He's never been big, though. He's not like a huge...
He said he weighed like 225.
I don't think he's ever been on steroids.
Really?
I can just look at his body. He's never been on steroids.
Who's that, Punk?
Yeah.
I would say he's too.
Really?
He's natural.
He's natural.
He's clean. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't do drink. I don't see him just taking steroids.
See, this was posted 6 days ago. Bellator talks with former WWE star Alberto Del Rio, which I think that, like I said, Scott Coker is out too, and he's going to make. I mean, Coker's going to make some moves. I mean, if you look at what he's done, I mean, like it or not, with the Tito Ortiz, you know.
The Bonner,
yeah, that whole situation there. I mean, it was great promotion up. It was, like I said, an awful fight. I mean, that was probably my worst of 2014.
Right.
It was a brutal fight. Yeah. Outside of the UFC, probably 177 card, I think, which is the one that...
Right here, Rampage Jackson. I think he's going back to UFC.
There's a dispute about that, right?
Yeah, that's the whole...
You know, they're saying he's still under contract with Bellator.
Well, he's
saying that he actually signed with UFC already, so there's a contract dispute, you know. Technically, if he's still under contract with Bellator, he cannot leave.
He's signed with...
Exactly.
He's signed with Bellator and TNA. He's under three different contracts now.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's going to work out as far as where he's going to belong to or what fight he's going to get, you know, next time. But apparently he's healthy, he's ready to go, so...
I thought the Alberto Del Rio, yeah. He fights under Dos Caras Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot it was Mirko Krokop.
Okay.
And Pride Bushido 1 got a head kick and just
got
lit
struck.
Up. That's the one I remember seeing. But
she's a big guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Alberto Del Rio is a big. He's a big boy.
Right.
He's not muscular. Rodriguez, he's not like ripped or anything, but he's so pretty big.
I mean, but he fought MMA for, I think it was like 9+ years or something like that. So, I mean, he's 6'5", 230.
Oh, he's a big dude.
Yeah. He's 37 years old.
I know that. I heard that's the news. TNA tried to bring him in. They were giving him $400,000 a year. So they're trying to bring... He denied that, so...
Well...
Him denying is saying that he's feeling pretty good. He's healthy. He wants to get a title shot.
But the problem with...
That's a lot of money, it turned out.
Well, wrestling, I think a lot of guys are going towards ROH. You can also fight independent also.
Mm-hmm.
They make good money doing independent wrestlers. A lot of them do. Like AJ Styles.
You know, just like boxing, I mean, because wrestlers, you know, they get this year contract with a certain amount of money. It's not like you get paid per fight. You know, where MMA and boxing, unless you get a pretty top-notch fighters or, like, championship bout, you're not going to get paid like wrestlers. You know, you're not going to get a $1 million contract.
Whoa, 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 whoa. With wrestlers, though, if you're not like, what's his name? Daniel Bryan's out. He's been out for a long time. He's not getting paid.
Right, because he's not wrestling.
Yeah,
right.
He's not wrestling, right. Yeah.
But if you're healthy, you're wrestling.
But you know, I'm sure there's a way they're not going to tell you. They're big top. Like John Cena and those guys are hurt. You tell me they're not paying them somehow. I think they are.
John Cena could probably make $1 million a year just showing up to clubs, you know, promoting clubs. Like, hey, I'm John Cena.
I mean,
yeah, people will go see him.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, Can't argue that. I just think with, like I said, my best, I mean, I'd have to say it's got to be Bellator. I'm a big fan of what they're doing right now. I think that they've got a chance to really make some noise in 2015.
Well, they could make an even deal at the end of next year.
Well, that's with that whole lawsuit, and we haven't actually had a chance to, you know, to comment on that or even talk about it. Right. But the big lawsuit against, you know, UFC and Zuffa, the fact that these guys don't have another place to go and fight, and that's, I mean, I'd have to agree with that. I mean, they, you know.
But I think chances are, like, legally speaking, it's not true. It's not Monopoly. There's plenty of other options.
And you know what? And actually, I can't. Yeah. I mean,
I think what it was is that they want to be released from the contract and go somewhere else because they're not getting the fights they want.
Contract's a contract.
Exactly. You
signed it. I mean, it's like that. It's like that no matter what you do.
Right.
You know?
Right. But you know, I could definitely see like at the end of next year because from what I see so far, like UFC definitely planned this. You know, having huge fight in January, a huge fight in February, you know, with a Vitor and Wyden fighting in February and, you know, John Jones fighting in January. They wanted to get this momentum built and just start off big. And I can totally see, at like, towards the end of the year, you know, where UFC and Bellator both will have some ridiculous match. You know, where one of them's going to be a bad one, but it's going to get a lot of promotions and a lot of views. That's, and one of them's going to be a good one.
That's when CM Punk comes in.
Exactly.
Well, CM Punk, you're going to see CM Punk probably in August or September.
At the end.
That's my guess.
Yeah. It'll take him 9 months to get
in. The question is, I'm curious as to what you're going to see from, like, April through June.
Yeah.
Because July, usually you have a big card, July 4th.
Right.
But, I mean,
well, you could see Lesnar come in, June fight. His contract for WWE is up.
April.
I'm sure he's been training. He has to be at Raw next night. He's done.
Well, okay. So he's got one
left. He does have to be at Raw the next night?
Yeah, I think his contract's at Raw. It's in San Jose, so I think he has to be there.
Well, that's interesting, because what's the point?
Right.
Unless he just goes there and quits.
And actually, that's one thing I did want to bring up, and I was listening to it on The Law. They were talking about it, how with, you know, storyline-wise, like, what do you do? Like, originally, you'd probably have, you know, Lesnar take down Cena at Royal Rumble and then drop the title over Roman Reigns on WrestleMania.
The problem is you keep the belt away this long, like, all year.
Yeah. Heck, yeah, you do. Yeah, man, it means more, man. But the question is, though, they were saying, with Lesnar being gone, or knowing that, I mean, you're going to get a crap match anyway out of him. I mean, it's very light. What does he care? Brock Lesnar has nothing. I mean, he could care less.
I agree. He can go to WrestleMania and be a shit match.
Do you lose? I mean, do you have him lose to Cena? Have him lose the title to Cena at Royal Rumble and then
walk away?
Yeah.
The problem is, not a lot of people want to see Cena as champion again.
Really?
You do.
Actually, I don't see it happening because right now, he's had the belt 16 times. Uh-huh. That means he'll beat Ric Flair. Ric Flair is a 16-time world champion. But I guess someday, somebody's going to beat that.
It's going to be John Cena.
I know, of course. Everybody's
but that's my thing, though, is, I mean, knowing that you've got a Lesnar who is going to be...
Well, I know Lesnar has more dates coming up. They haven't used him for a lot. He has 30 dates he has to use. So he is. There was SummerSlam, he was back, and what else? He's had a few Raws. I'm sure he has like 15 dates left, I'm sure. He hasn't really used them that much. He signed for 30 dates for the full year.
Man.
30 appearances he has to make.
But it really is going to be coming down to, you know, because both a promoter, or UFC and Bellator, they're going to put up numbers as far as viewings go as the year goes on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be coming down to who's going to win at the end of the year, as far as who's going to have the best fights?
You know, I think it's going to be. And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right.
I'm doing a good job with it so far. But I think with I mean, it's going to be UFC just because they have the talent.
Yeah.
But what if Bellator, what if they snag a Brock Lesnar or, you know, an Alberto Del Rio or something like that?
I don't see him getting Brock Lesnar. I don't think Bellator has the money to pay him. Yet.
It's coming from Viacom. Viacom's the one who's funding it. Isn't it Viacom who owns?
Yeah, like pretty much Viacom. They pretty much paid Hulk Hogan.
With through TNA, so Viacom owns Spike.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, they pretty much paid his.
Well, they're going to be the ones who are funding. Hogan, they're funding Bellator.
Hogan got paid $2 million a year for being a TNA.
I mean, you mean to tell me Viacom's not going to want to dump that money into Brock Lesnar?
I guess I can see that.
They've got, I mean, all that financial incentive is, I mean.
If Brock Lesnar gets like a matchup right out of, you know, retiring from wrestling with Bobby Lashley, that's going to put up a shitload of numbers.
Oh my God.
It'd be, I'd be excited as hell.
It's going to be crazy.
I'd be huge.
Yeah, you know Brock Lesnar. He's going to talk so much trash. You know, it's going to be like, I could see being worse than Tito Ortiz and Steph Martin as far as build up goes. It's going to be so, they're going to bring it up, you know, and then it could be actually a good fight. And see what UFC, you know, see. I mean,
yes, I'd like to see Brock Lesnar fight healthy.
Right.
I'm glad to see him come back.
You know, he's
dropping
heard
weight,
some,
so
I've heard some things about Dana White. I've read about him from like just seeing the fighters talking trash about Dana White or something like that, being a boss who, you know, if he doesn't go his way, he will try to take the, you know, belt away from you by putting up the toughest match. Like, I mean, John Jones, there was a rumor that he might have dodged, you know, Gustafsson. You know, he might have. The rematch, you know, he might have dodged it. And the fact that now it's Cormier, and I was reading about this, there's like 7 fighters, professional fighters, who's legit fighters. You know, they're top 10 in every weight class. They all pick Cormier. It's ridiculous. They say, let's see, Khabib said Cormier by smashing, hopefully. I mean, they're all on Cormier's side. So I don't know what's going on inside UFC, you know, because I don't have the ear. But, I mean, it just seems like to me, you know, Dana, it's not a monopoly. It feels like to me is Dana White has a little too much control. You know, he's on limelight. He's on a spotlight a little too much for me to think, oh, this is completely, you know, best fighters go up against each other.
That's Dana White. He loves that
spotlight. Yeah, I know. He loves it.
Yeah. He's a promoter.
Yeah.
I mean,
naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to be a boxer, too. So, like, a good example is Conor McGregor fighting Dennis Silva.
Yeah.
Seaver,
yeah.
That's a garbage match. For me, that's a garbage match. I don't like that at all. I don't even know why, how that came together, because that's not even a right rank. Seaver is going downhill for so long. I mean, you put up Seaver against somebody who's up and coming. Conor McGregor already proved twice. You know, he's a legit fighter in that weight class. He should be fighting somebody in the top 5. Next fight after that should be a title match. Instead, he's doing another proven. I mean, who are you trying to protect here? That's my question to Dana White. You know, who are you trying to protect? Are you trying to protect the champion? You don't want to rush him to get, you know, get in a crazy fight. You know, the next 3 fights could be the toughest match of his life and possibly losing one of them. He doesn't want that to happen. So he throws in a weak fight like that to give him some break. I don't know.
We're talking about buy rates later on. You guys need to remember, Rich Franklin has one more fight left. So you never know, they might bring him up for one last big old.
How big of a draw is Rich Franklin, though?
Pretty big in UFC.
You know, it depends on who he's fighting, too.
Rich Franklin's a big name in UFC, and then plus if it's for his retirement match, I'm sure a lot of people will watch that.
Retirement match? I want to see him fight Anderson Silva.
That's like
a rematch. Let's do it.
I mean,
that would be a sweet, sweet swan song right there. Beating Anderson Silva and
I
walking
I should come
away.
Back to Cincinnati and do it. That'd
oh
be awesome.
Oh, God.
I would die to go to that.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Anderson Silva will not come to Cincinnati. He'd be like, Vegas or Brazil?
He has no reason to come here because he's murdered for Rich Franklin already here. So,
true. You know. But, you know, it's just, I have a, like, I had doubts about Bellator earlier this year. You know, when I look back earlier this year, I really didn't think Bellator would be where they are right now. It shocked me. Scott Coker did such a crazy job.
Oh, Scott Coker has done a great job.
The fights he put up together, and now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, that can't be a good fight. And watch him and be like, holy crap, like, he really knows these fighters.
Yeah.
You know, there are some weight classes, like lighter guys, where I think they could be really good a matchup against UFC champs. Like, best of the best against Bellator's best. Some of the weight classes, they're pretty even. To me, they are. I mean, Bellator has a lot of hidden talents that are, like, unknown names, you know, like only 10, 15 fights in. The guy who beat Chandler. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my,
Wilson something, right? Or is it?
Oh,
I forgot his name. But you know what I'm talking about. We watched that fight.
I mean, you got Mike Richmond. I mean, the knockout power of Mike Richmond. I mean, that's just. He's someone I would like to see in the UFC. I mean, there's some guys that, you know. It's gonna be a very interesting year in 2015, and I'm excited. Right. If you're an MMA fan, it's gonna be exciting. I think it's gonna be less than exciting if you're a wrestling fan. Right. I think that, you know, sorry Kirk, but you know, overall, I just think wrestling right now is.
I agree with you. It's not the greatest. It's.
You know what? I think that's gonna be even about UFC and Bellator is. Well, people want to see, or as far as for me, when I want to watch a fight, I want to see if that champion will still be a champion next fight. You know, because he's been defending for 5-10 times. That's exciting to me. But because UFC, they have so many switches in the championship, you know, or injuries due to whatever reason. But there's Jose Aldo and John Jones. John Jones, you know, he's fighting next week or this week. You know, we got Jose Aldo. Yeah, he beat him, but the dude who beat, you know, Chandler, you know, he's same weight class, I think. I think he's 145, I believe. 145 or 155. So, you know, except that Jose Aldo, all the other fighters are pretty much new. Robbie Lawler, brand new champion. So, them both having, you know, champions, you know, defending for the first time or second time, it's even field.
Yeah.
It could go either way. It's really coming down to which weight class and which fighters will put a better show. And, you know, they're going to play that highlight reel in a ESPN top 10 or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Bellator's had like two top tens or something compared to UFC's none, then people are going to be like switching over to Bellator like that. You know, because, I mean, I don't think a lot of people know some of the fighters in UFC right now, and same way with Bellator. Because, I mean, if we still had Anderson Silva as a champion, we still has, you know, Hannah Barrow, you know, Jose Aldo, even Benson Henderson, he defended like 4 times, you know, and Cain Velasquez, if we had all those guys, it could be a different story, but. You know, we only know, you know, two or one fighter. Anthony Pettis coming back, dominating.
Yeah.
That was exciting for me.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap, that guy's an amazing fighter. So exciting.
I was just looking here at on MMA Junkie. John, this is posted by Mike Boone on, about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. John Jones hopes CM Punk fights a real opponent so we can watch him get knocked out. UFC lightweight champion John Jones is doing media rounds prior to his upcoming UFC 182 title fight with Daniel Cormier. And, of course, one of the sport's major topics, the UFC signing of CM Punk, was broached. A plethora of fighters have shared their opinion on the surprising signing of the former WWE superstar, which was announced earlier this month. Some are for it and have invited Punk, you know, no record, to come train. Others are against it and hope he fails miserably. It appears Jones is amongst the latter group. He sees the value in the signing, but at the same time, he deemed it unfair to athletes who have been training to excel in the sport for years. Which, actually, you know, and I would have to agree with that, that it seems like it's more of a publicity stunt by UFC just to make the money.
Money. They want money.
Exactly.
Everybody wants money.
But I feel bad for those fighters who have trained so hard, you know, but someone like CM Punk just comes in here and... Boom.
We think a lot of wrestlers are going through right now. They're going, waiting for their moment to go to WrestleMania, the biggest show of the year, and they get overshadowed by...
Like a Rock or something like that.
Yeah,
with the Rock
adding those guys feel. Yeah. The same thing.
Totally
like,
agree.
Like a guy like Zack Ryder goes through all year like busting his ass. I heard he's the hardest worker out of WWE. One of the hardest. He gets overshadowed every year. He gets jobbed.
Yeah, here's John Jones. I think it's an awesome thing for the sport. It's going to bring a lot of publicity, Jones told Chad Dukes on CBS DC Radio. I went to my first WWE match this year, and the enthusiasm and emotion on the fans' faces, it was like they were watching real fighting in the UFC. I do have a respect for the influence of the WWE and the passion of the fans. I found it awesome to watch for myself and the audience. At the same time, it would be a bad thing, only because every day I'm at the gym watching these kids training. These kids have no money and they're training their tails off, giving up everything to be a fighter. Living in the gym, eating turkey and peanut butter, bare minimum, to chase his dream. And then a superstar like him just gets to jump into the UFC just because he knows the right people and has a name. I just think it's unfair for the people who have been working their tails off to earn this opportunity. That's why I really hope UFC gives him a real opponent so he can watch him get knocked out. It is possible that Jones statements toward UFC signing on Punk is a form of retaliation to a backhanded Twitter post that's more than 2 years old. Punk has long claimed to live a straight-edge lifestyle that doesn't include the use of any drugs or alcohol. So when Jones was arrested for DUI in May of 2012, signed an endorsement deal with Nike several months later, Punk was critical. Let's reward more drunk drivers with endorsement deals. Endorsement deals, hashtag responsibility. So, I mean, just it's kind of, I mean, John Jones being John Jones. I mean,
well, he's the biggest name in the MMA right now, really.
I mean, he's 21, best pound for pound fighter in the world.
And he's probably got the biggest fighter of the year, or, you know, his career on the line this week.
Against Daniel Cormier, 15-0 overall, 4-0 in the UFC.
Former heavyweight.
I mean,
I cannot believe he dropped that much weight. I want to see if he's still got this power.
I love Daniel Cormier. Yeah. I think this is going
to
be...
He was one of the faster heavyweights because he was shorter and he had quicker feet. But I want to see if losing weight has any change to his power. That's what I'm curious about. Because, you know, if he can still throw, man, this fight's going to be brutal. Bloodbath. We're going to see it together, right? Beat up, Mason?
We'll see.
Come on. You can't miss this fight. I mean, if you can't... I'll be there for sure.
I mean, it's going to be... I mean, overall, you know, I think it's a great card. I mean, if you look at, you know, top to bottom, you know, even, I mean, the prelims, I mean, even on, you know, even that, it's, you know, pretty solid. But, I mean, let's look ahead. I mean, is there anything else you guys want to add? I mean, before we hit the UFC 181 preview? Or UFC 182 preview, I should say. Anything to add? You got nothing?
Nothing.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You look like you're kind of out of it.
Me?
Yeah.
Just tired.
Are you?
Long day?
Long day.
Oh. Need some caffeine in you?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Something tells me you're not going to stay away from Monday Night Raw tonight.
I'm going to try.
You're not going to.
I'll get an energy drink tonight for gold.
No, you won't.
Oh, yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, Edge and Christian are on the night.
You excited?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of WWE, you know what? I watched the documentary on Paul Heyman. Absolutely incredible documentary. Well done, WWE. And I would recommend
it. He deserves it, too.
I would recommend it to anyone. Guy's such a slime ball. But it's so awesome. I mean...
He's a smart man.
He's a promoter, man. That's what it's all about. I mean, you can tell, like, you know, he bounced so many checks and everything like that just to get through the next day. I mean, it was a very interesting story. I mean, Tommy Dreamer was a big part of the documentary. I mean, it was so good. I would recommend it to everyone. If you're a big fan of, I mean, just the fact that he was about to buy Strikeforce, you know, it's awesome. It's a really, so if you got the WWE Network, make sure you watch it. If not,
$9.99.
You would. That's my worst of that right there.
$9.99.
But yeah, Kirk, I'd recommend you watch it.
I think I will.
You should. When you go home tonight, you watch it. It's only 5:30 right now. Go home. It's only 2 hours long. I'll put it.
2 hours long?
It's 2 hours long. Best 2 hours spent, man. I'm telling you, it is really good. Really good.
I like watching.
Probably because I'm a Paul Heyman guy.
You are.
I am a Paul Heyman guy.
Says Jen. You don't know who Paul Heyman is, do you, Jen?
Now I do. Now I do. Thank you, Kirk.
You're welcome.
It's good stuff. I would. I'd recommend watching it. But, Gene, you got anything to add before we hit into 182?
Let's get to 182.
Well, 182. UFC 182. Jones Cormier. This Saturday, January 3rd, from the NGM. I can't talk today.
MGM.
Thank you.
You're pointing me.
What?
You're pointing me today. Can't talk ever.
MGM. Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's on pay-per-view. Fox Sports 1, you know, and UFC Fight Pass are the preliminary cards. But, you know, obviously, as normal, the main card starts at 10 p.m. Headlined by John Jones and Daniel Cormier for the UFC light heavyweight title. Man, it's going to be a good one. You know, I'm just going to kind of read off the preliminary fights on UFC Fight Pass is Alexis Dufresne taking on Marion Renault, and Mats Nilsson taking on Umari Akhmedov. That starts at 7 p.m. on UFC Fight Pass. On Fox Sports 1 at 8 o'clock is the other preliminary card. It's Rodrigo Dam versus Evan Dunham, Sean Jordan and Jared Cannonier, Cody Garbrandt and Marcus Brimage, Danny Castillo and Paul Felder. So, and there's a couple good fights in there, I would have to say. But obviously, this is all about the main card. You know, Hector Lombard's on, and he's taking on Josh Berkman. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, this is going to be. Let's see here. I just lost my place here on my iPad here. Shoot. What was I looking for here? You got anything to add on this one, Jen, about the first fight? Because I just lost my Josh Berkman, Hector Lombard. I just lost my place on it. It's kind of aggravating me. Shoot. Well, this is just fantastic. Kirk, what are you doing?
Donald Cerrone's fighting.
Just right. Listening yeah. To
Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
I'm out of my surroundings right now.
He's fighting a guy who's undefeated.
Miles Jury. Yeah.
Miles the Fury Jury.
Yeah. That's going to be going now. I mean, Nate Marquardt. Great fight. Brad Tavares.
You remember last time Cerrone fought, we were actually at the B-Dubs watching it.
Yep.
And I picked against him, and he won. I was like, man. But that was a close fight. I thought it was a very close fight. I thought he could have won either way. I think he knocked the other guy out, actually. He won by KO.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere.
Well, here, let's make our picks here. Let's start. You know what? I'm going to have to start all over again here on this. Let's try it again.
Let's do main event.
You just want to do just the main event?
Yeah.
All right. I was just going to say we can just make our picks throughout the entire thing. No, we're going to make our picks. We're not going to discuss the preliminary cards.
Sure.
Let's try this again here. Because nothing wants to work for me. Let's try it. Okay. All right, prelims. Let's see here. Alexis Dufresne and Marion Renault. Who you got on this one, Jen?
Ah, oh, man. I don't know any of those two fighters. Alexis Dufresne. I'll go with her.
Let's see. That's who I'm going to go with. Kirk, who you got?
I have no idea.
Well, you got to guess, man.
I haven't really been paying attention. So if it's wrestling, I'm here to listen to you too. Support.
Kirk, pick one. Alexis Dufresne or Marion Renault?
Dufresne.
Clean sweep. Umari Akhmedov and Mats Nilsson.
Go with Nilsson.
Whatever Jen said.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with Akhmedov.
Yeah, he looks like a wrestler, too. Umari Akhmedov.
And then Nilsson. Rodrigo Dam and Evan Dunham.
That's a tough one.
So I'm going with Evan Dunham.
Yeah, me too. Yep, Evan Dunham. I've seen Rodrigo Dam fight a few times. He lost.
I've seen them both, so yeah. I'm going to go with Evan Dunham. Jared Cannonier and Sean Jordan.
I'll go with Sean Jordan.
I'm going to go with Jared Cannonier, up-and-comer. Undefeated.
That's what I was going to go with. This is just awesome radio.
Just listen to Chris breathe.
No. Marcus Brimage and Cody Garbrandt.
Garbrandt. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know those two fighters.
And there are two of that I'm not too familiar with either, but I'm going to go with Brimage. Jen, you got a guess?
I'll go against you, the other guy.
Car Brent.
Yeah. Make it exciting.
Here we go. Danny Castillo and Paul Felder.
Here we go.
Paul Felder.
Felder?
I'm going with Castillo.
That's what I was going with. All right, now let's get to the main card here. Hector Lombard and Josh Berkman.
Woo! Josh Berkman.
Lombard.
Yeah, I'm going with Hector Lombard. I think that...
Dude's a monster.
Yeah, he's the guy's a beast.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, you look at him, dude. The guy's just insanely chiseled. 5'9", 170. I mean...
He doesn't look like that, though. He doesn't look 170.
No.
I thought he was a middle
34, player. 4-1. I mean... Kirk's going
to That's an insane, you know, record right there.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy he's not a champion. I'm 34-4-1, dude. He fought almost 40 times and won 34.
Yeah. I mean, he beat Jake Shields unanimous decision last time. That was Hendricks Lawler, UFC 171. So, I mean, yep. You know, it's gonna be a good fight. I mean, I think Lombard's just too. I think he's just too strong.
Yeah.
You know. Nate Marquardt he knocked out last year. Yushin Okami, he did lose in the split decision.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Boach, he lost in another split decision. That was back in 2012. But, I mean, overall, I'm going Hector Lombard, man.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Berkman's sneaky, though.
Yeah.
He is. He can knock some people out. But when you look at overall athleticism, strength, speed, you got to go with Hector Lombard. He's kind of on a hot streak, too.
Yeah.
Jake Shields is a tough opponent, man.
Yeah.
He's fighting soon, too, I think.
What in the God's name is?
Gudenote, Kyoji Horiguchi.
I'm having all sorts of problems here with my...
This is my least favorite of the fight card here. The flyweight?
Yeah.
Just because I don't like Luis Gudenote. He's not that good of a fighter. And I always pick against a Japanese fighter. So I don't know what to do right now. I'm in a dilemma.
Some cultural go. Thing?
Yeah, straight up. Nothing against him. Actually, there is a lot against him.
I'm going Horiguchi on that one. I think that he is, you know, coming in, you know, 14-1. He's got a height advantage, you know.
That is true. Gaudinot is pretty short. Yeah, I'm going to go to Horiguchi.
There you go.
He's kind of on a hot streak.
Kirk, what about you?
What did you just say?
Breaking a culture barrier.
What are you doing?
Looking on Facebook. What'd you say?
Why are you even here?
Well, I'm here to talk wrestling, but you guys are in the UFC, so I'm like,
you gotta take picks, man.
I'll say whatever Jen said.
Kirk. So, you are on Horiguchi as well. Kirk. You are...
I'm here to support. I'm here to talk. I had my wrestling talk a little bit. Get cut off.
How do you get cut off? Nate Marquardt.
There we go.
Let's see.
Another up and comer against a veteran here. Nate the Great Marquardt.
And Brad Tavares. Middleweight fight.
Who do you got in this one, Chris?
Tavares.
Yeah. You got Tavares?
Yeah, Tavares.
I'm going Marquardt. I've always been a big fan of Nate Marquardt, so...
Yeah, he's a really good fighter. He's been fighting forever, too.
Oh, yeah, 35-13-2. I mean, Brad Tavares is 12-4 coming in. So, I mean, he's an inch taller than Nate Marquardt, but... Marquardt's last fight defeated James Tahuna via submission, so... He beat lost to Hector Lombard, I'm sorry. But...
I'm going to go with Brad Tavares.
Are you?
Yeah. I think it's his time.
And the fact that, you know, he is younger.
Mm-hmm. But I really don't know how much of a beating he can take because Nate Marquardt can hit.
And that's the thing.
He's a pretty strong guy.
I'm going Marquardt. I just think that he's got, he's proven. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
It's just, I know, that's a tough one. I don't know, but...
This weight class is one of the most interesting weight classes. You know, middleweight?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see up-and-comers be successful to challenge, you know, champion.
Oh, every bit. Now, this one's going to be a fun fight.
Mm-hmm.
Donald the Cowboy Cerrone and Miles Jury.
I'm taking Miles Jury.
Undefeated.
Undefeated, 15-0.
Yeah, the Fury, the Jury.
I heard all about him a little bit.
Have you now?
Oh, I saw a little bit about him. Not much, but I heard about his name.
I got to go with Cerrone just because I've always been a big Donald Cerrone fan. Mm-hmm. I can't pick against him. I think he could be fighting Zeus, and I would still pick him. I love Donald Cerrone. It'll come back and bite me.
I like Cerrone. You know, I shouldn't have doubted him last time. I'm going to go with Cerrone. I'll stay on.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why, but he looked really tough last fight. I mean, he took some beating, and he still...
Against Eddie Alvarez when we were... Yeah. I mean, just think, that was 3 months ago.
But that was shocking to me, because I was like, man, I thought he was going to get knocked out, and he proved me wrong. So, you know what? I think Miles Jury is going to get his first loss handed to him.
He beat Eddie Alvarez, unanimous decision. You know.
That's what it was. Okay, Eddie Alvarez, man, he's a monster, too.
Yeah. Well... Here's the main event.
John Jones, oh, that's my boy. That's all I got to say. He's not losing.
I don't know.
Such a tough pick, man. Because the thing is, he has fought guys bigger than John Jones, height-wise, too. He's fought guys 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
Longer reach. And he's undefeated. He's a Strikeforce former Grand Prix champion. And now, within 15 fights of his MMA career, he's going to conquer both. And I'm going to go with my boy DC, Daniel Cormier.
You're going Cormier?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to stay undefeated and take that belt from him.
I think that's... Now, okay. I think that's the best thing for the UFC.
Yeah.
Jones losing and having a rematch against DC.
Exactly.
Right there.
Plus...
Big money.
John Jones has not fought anybody remotely strong. Like, comparing it to strength-wise, Cormier is the strongest person or fighter he's ever fought about.
I mean, if you look at, like...
He's a monster, man. He used to weigh 240, heavyweight.
Damn.
He wrestled heavyweight. And now he dropped 35 pounds. He's going to fight John Jones. Can he handle strength like that? I mean, you look at DC. This guy looks intimidating. His shoulder is... He looks like he's wearing shoulder pads. I mean, he's got no neck. It's just big shoulder. And he's going to go tough on him. He's going to break the rhythm. He's going to take him down. He's going to smother him, his weight and his strength.
Yeah, he beat Josh Barnett in the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix Final. And that was in 2012.
Yeah.
Think about that.
He was probably like 4-0. Like 4 or 5-0 going in.
I mean, if you look at the guys he's beaten, I mean, Dan Henderson.
Right.
Patrick Cummins, Roy Nelson, Frank Mir.
Roy Nelson, Jesus.
Josh Barnett, Antonio Silva.
Antonio Silva.
Jeff Monson. I mean.
He's talking about some monsters here.
But obviously, you look at John Jones, his resume.
Yeah, that's all this.
Glover Teixeira, Alexander Gustafsson, Chael Sonnen, Vitor Belfort, Rashad Evans, Lyoto Machida, Quentin Jackson, Shogun, Ryan Bader, you know, Brandon Vera, Matt Hamill. I mean, you name it. He's Stephen Bonner. He just eats these guys alive. The thing is, what it comes down to is, I mean, if you look at it, the... There's such a disparity in reach that I think, and that's what scares me about this one. I don't know, and I can't pick against Jones until I actually see him lose. You know, it's one of those things, like, I want Cormier to win just because I think it's the best thing for the sport.
You just can't picture John Jones losing.
I can't.
Right.
I mean, my God, the guy's 21.
I've never seen him lose. I don't know where he got the loss from. I've never seen him lose. I don't know where he lost that.
Kirk's probably with John Jones just because he's in love with John Jones.
Yeah.
I'm in love with him, yes.
He's all up on the bounds.
I mean, part of me is like, I think Cormier is going to win because I think his wrestling is going to really... He's going to showcase it.
I think you understand. John Jones are going cocky, I think.
Well, you got to understand, John Jones, he has said this on, you know, after post-fight interviews, whatever. He is actually intimidated of Cain Velasquez. And every time, you know, he has a fight with Cain Velasquez or, you know, has an interview, he's like, have you seen the guy sitting next to me, what he looks like? I mean, he's intimidated. I mean, everybody would be intimidated. But you got to understand, Cain Velasquez is a DC's teammate, and DC has been sparring with this guy for the past 4 years. He's used to throwing down this guy that, you know, guy like Cain Velasquez, who likes to stand, you know, and wrestle. So
Number one, I don't think John Jones can handle wrestling with a guy that strong.
That's the thing. And
he has wrestled against wrestlers, right? I don't think he can wrestle with a guy that strong because that's a different weight of wrestling. I mean, this guy is used to throwing people who's 245, 250. Now he gets an opportunity to throw a guy who's 205. Unless Daniel Cormier's power has decreased substantially by losing weight, if he has the same or similar power as when he was in heavyweight, this could be a very interesting fight. I'm going with my boy DC. I think he's going to ground and pound Brock Lesnar, start hammer fisting, and you know, ref stopping the fight. I don't see, like you said, because of the reach advantage, I just don't see DC knocking him out clean. You know, it's so
hard. It won't happen.
But you know, he can use his strength. You know, he's his ground game. So
that's what I just I oh
such a tough. I can't bet on this one. Obviously, there's no way I'm putting money on this. It's crazy.
Do it. Just I mean, do it.
I'll do a dollar. I'll do a dollar just for you, buddy.
It is.
I'll put a dollar on Jones and a dollar on DC.
You do it, buddy.
There you go. Two. It is such a hard fight to pick. I mean, this is like. I'm so ecstatic for it. Like this has been, in the bad blood. I mean, these guys just absolutely hate each other.
Yeah.
I mean, hate each other. And I'm so excited for it. Like, did you see the promotional video that they showed? Like the vignette they showed with. It was like just the whole video package and the last couple fight nights that they had with like Miocic or whatever. Like like during that. And just seeing, like, you know, the two guys, you know, going back and forth in that one interview.
Yeah.
And then John Jones didn't realize that it was still being recorded.
Right.
And he's like, and then the guy who's running the satellite's like, you know.
We've got to keep this
John, here. Like, he's like, this is still being recorded.
Right.
And the look on Jones' face was like, really? Like, uh-oh.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, like, the whole world knows now. I mean, Cormier's called him out the entire time, saying he's two-faced, and it's just like he'll say the right things in front of the camera, but then, you know, you get him real. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing here, and it's like this is just, it's going to be such a great,
I wonder if, you know, John Jones, I can see him, like, pacing, you know, keeping a distance, and he's going to start throwing, like, the first 20 seconds, right? And DC's going to throw a jab and then tackle him, right? And once he gets that contact, I wonder if John Jones will freak out because how strong DC is. He's going to be like, holy crap, you know, this guy's a lot bigger and stronger.
That's the thing. I mean, there's a 5-inch difference in
reach
and height. Reach, I'm not sure.
Height is? DC 5'11"?
5'11".
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe he fought in heavyweight, man. That's crazy, dude. 5'11", 245?
Yeah. They got a listed here on MMA Junkie of 5'11", 248. Holy shit. That is an absolute beast.
He fought guys like Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
Dude, I mean,
Josh Barton. Oh, come on, man. It's crazy.
Roy Nelson, Frank Mir. Like, I mean.
Frank Mir. He's 6'5".
Cormier is such a beast. And if you see the video of him, like, just picking guys up and just absolutely murdering them.
That's why I don't see him having a hard time. Because John Jones has done such a great job against wrestlers in the past.
Strength-wise, it's a no-brainer that DC's stronger than Jones. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it is. But that reach, man.
That is.
And there's like, I mean, just John Jones is so dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, John Jones is already one of the best, you know, fighters on toe, you know, on foot.
Yeah.
Standing toe-to-toe. Has he possibly improved more? Has he been, you know, has been training that hard to make sure he knocked this guy out clean? That could be a scary event. You know, DC just not getting his opportunity to take down and just eating up.
Oh, I know.
And just getting, you know, lights up.
Question is, have you been this excited for a fight in a long time? I haven't.
I haven't in a long time.
I mean, it's been a while.
Almost. Since Anderson Silva fought Chris Weidman the first time.
The first time, yeah. Because I called that one. I said, that's the first. I was like, Weidman could be the only guy.
Yeah. Because he was coming in undefeated.
Yeah.
He's a guy who set a record for defending his title. I think it was like 9 times.
It's insane.
And then just like fooling around. I mean, you know what?
He got what was coming to him.
Yeah, yeah. Give him that. But that fight was what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago? I can't remember. It was a long time
ago. Yeah, about 3 years
ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. And now this? I don't know, man. I mean, last time at least that one, I thought Silva was going to win. This one, I don't even know. This is a coin toss.
This, I know. This is.
This is the toughest pick I've ever
had. Probably, I would say this is one of the hardest picks I've ever had, you know, looking down at like a main event.
Yeah.
I just,
absolutely.
But the fact Cormier is so beastly. I mean, the guy's just insanely strong.
It's going to be an amazing fight.
Oh, that's going to be great.
25 minutes of just... Oh. If it goes 25 minutes. But if it does,
Does it go 5 minutes? Or five rounds?
I don't think it will, man. Honestly, I think it will go 3 or 4 rounds. It's one or the other.
I said 2 rounds. Knockout. John Jones.
There's too much on the line to just make it 2 rounds. I think they'll test out. And once they start to wear out and get a little bit tired, that's when their openings will be available for takedowns or a hook or a jab.
Yeah.
John Jones is a great jiu-jitsu fighter as well. So, you got to watch out for that. So, my guess was straight up from the beginning. I thought Cormier will wear and tear, on John Jones from the beginning. Just make him tired. Make him get frustrated with, all the wrestling and just brawl style. Third or fourth, he'll take him down. He'll hold him there, and he'll just start pounding. Just use his strength. Brutal strength. Brock Lesnar style, man. The hammer fist.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I mean...
And there's nothing you can do when a guy's, that big and he's just big, squeezing you
just
down.
Physically imposing.
Right, elbowing you,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there isn't much you can do there in a situation like that. You just got to sit there and just pray to God that you don't die.
So you got John Jones, Chris?
I do have Jones until otherwise. Yeah. Until I see him lose, I can't pick against him. Even though I want Cormier to win because, like I said, I think it is better for the sport.
Yeah. That's probably a smart pick,
I just can't pick against Jones. I want Cormier. Can't pick against
Jones. This is definitely a pick coming from my heart. Yeah, not thinking with my head. But I'm sticking with it.
There we go. Yeah. Well...
And also, wrestling fans out there, I had to get this out.
Absolutely.
Daniel Bryant will be on Raw tonight, so make sure you watch Raw. We'll get Edge and Christian on. More Rumble's coming up, so hopefully things get big in wrestling. So, I hope.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel better getting that out.
I feel better. I've been holding
in. Well, good. Excellent.
My stomach was hurting. I need to get that out.
Well, good. Well, we thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Again, you can always follow us on Twitter at FTI Combat Sports, at FTI Sports. I'm at I Am Chris Asbrock.
I'm Kirk Metzler.
Brother.
Jen, you still don't have Twitter, so.
Yeah. Jen don't get it.
Maybe next year.
You do need some Twitter.
It's my New Year resolution.
There you go.
Create a Twitter and a Facebook or whatever.
You should.
And some girls out there have Facebooks. Might meet a lady or something.
Start getting on that Tinder, actually.
That Dave's been talking about.
Well, again, thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Make sure you go on and rate us on iTunes. We're also, like I said, on Stitcher, Smart Radio, and Podomatic. Pass the word out.
I'll see you guys next year.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, I was
You're always on.
Always.
I'm never
always.
You just had. I love how you see you next year. You had to be that. You had to be that clown that had to get on there and say that guy. First.
See you next year, guys.
That guy. You're that guy.
He is that guy.
Thank you, Kirk.
You're welcome.